Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Jesus is coming again. Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. There is something about a new day which gives us a hope of a bright new future. There's a day coming in which there will be no night. There's a day when all our tears and sorrows will be a thing of the past. It will be such a day that we will not even be able to recall any vestige of pain or longing. It will be a day that will be unlike any day before, a day that will never end. That is what we have to look forward to. It is our hope and expectation as believers. Isn't it great? It is what gives us the drive to keep on going. It is what gives us the drive to keep on keeping on. It is a day unlike all other days. But we must recognize that we are still living in our present day and age, which may be thought of as this day. If we fail to live this day in accordance with God's will, we will not be prepared for that day, which is our eternal hope. It is in the decisions we make in this day that qualify us for that day. Some wag has come up with the cliche about people who are so heavenly minded that they are of no earthly use. God forbid that we ever fall into that category. Jesus is coming again. He has come the first time to give us a day to be remembered. He has promised that He is coming again to take us to be with Him. We must share the good news of His gospel to those who are lost. We also need to lift those who need a word of encouragement or a helping hand. We have no end to the various ministries which there are for us to perform. A willing heart and a commitment to the Word of God will work miracles. What a day it will be! Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.